Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This is Ours to Protect on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. I'm Track O'Brien, and this week we're learning about organic farming. The word organic is appearing more and more in our shopping experience in the last number of years, be it in the supermarket or the local farmer's market. To find out a bit more about what's involved with organic farming, I travelled to a certified organic farm in the Midlands, run for the last 30 years by Diana Pickersgill and her daughters. I started by asking Diana how she got into organic farming in the first place.
Well, basically, growing up, farming was organic, pretty much. Yeah. The word organic didn't really exist because that's...
Because everything was organic.
I mean, I'm in my 70s. It goes back a long way when there were hay ricks and, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've just always believed in it. I do not believe in spreading fertilizer.
Yeah.
Pesticide. I prefer to let nature take, you know, help nature.
Right.
I feel I'm a custodian of the land, not an owner of the land, and I'd like to leave it in a better state than I found it, you know. And for that reason, when we got here, we immediately converted it to organic. It had been ordinary farming, you know.
Yeah.
And we planted trees.
Yeah, and this is the continuous cover forestry.
Yes, yes, broadleaves. Largely broadleaves, mostly oak,
yeah.
Native woodland.
And that's the idea of replacing as you need to replace as you're going along, is it, or taking...
No, it's more taking away when you need to take away so that it can grow more healthy.
Okay, okay, so you're just constantly keeping an eye on the health of the actual forest itself,
yeah,
to make,
yeah,
sure. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And... Well, we've driven into the farm here, we've been met by all sorts of different faces looking at it. There's little pigs that have been looking at us from the side, curiously looking at the car driving through the farm. And I've seen hens and ducks, and you also have vegetables. I know that you've been doing vegetables over the years. You've got forestry. Is there any other element to the farming that I haven't mentioned there? There's lamb as well.
Yeah. We mainly have sheep.
Yeah,
and so we sell lamb, and we make hay and silage. We have been growing organic oats for Flahavans.
Oh, right, okay.
Oats, yeah,
pretty good.
But now we're getting into a new scheme, a new Department of Agriculture scheme called Acres.
Right,
and we will be doing certain things to improve biodiversity for the next 5 years.
And what are the biggest challenges that you'd face as an organic farmer? To having an organic farm itself, what are the biggest challenges?
Straight away, I would say not having enough abattoirs.
Right, okay.
That's one thing, organic abattoirs,
yeah.
Right? Also, the fact that people seem to think that it's very expensive without taking account of the benefits.
Yeah.
I mean, for instance, I'm hardly ever ill.
Right, okay,
you know,
yeah.
And I'm 70.
Yeah.
So for me, that's a big benefit, less hospital bills and all,
yeah,
the rest of it, you know.
The other thing I was going to ask you about is, I presume that this is what the future for farming looks like, that this is going to become more common as we move on.
I very much hope so, and I'm very pleased that the Department of Agriculture is now promoting,
yeah,
things like the Acres scheme, promoting reinstating hedgerows, keeping,
yeah,
water clean.
And I suppose that for people that when they see organic and you see the word organic on various produce when you go into the supermarket, it is about, I suppose, supporting the local farmers' markets when you see them coming up, because that,
yeah,
will tend to have a lot of organic produce.
Yeah. Yeah, because you don't want stuff travelling.
Yeah.
That's more pollution.
Yeah, it's about buying local,
mm,
and you're supporting that as much as you can.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, that's fascinating stuff. Thank you very much, Diana. There's plenty for me to think about there and to take away, but thanks very much for your time today.
Not at all. Well, thank you for talking to me.
That's Rathcam Organic Farm and B&B in Westmeath, a great example of many farms around the country that are providing much healthier organic produce and a very low carbon footprint. So keep an eye out for your local organic alternatives when you're out shopping. You'll be doing us all a favour.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisión na Meán with the television licence fee
and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.